on that yet. We really, this is a big preseason game for us. An evaluation process, you know, every game weighs, we've talked about it, weighs a little heavier than the practices, obviously, because of the speed at which you play and the tackle and all that. But this is a big preseason game to help us determine who the starters will be and the backups.
Who's going to start at safety?
We have the rotation going, so we'll start with Nate and Patrick, but it'll roll in. There's still a good competition going on there. We'll try to get everybody some plays, probably roll some of the other safeties in the first half, so it's not in stone. I really want to get a good look at all the guys and see where we are at the end of the three preseason games that we've played.
Where are the other positions where the competition still needs to be played out? Is it cornerback, safety, are there any others?
I think it's all playing itself out, but we are moving closer and closer to the starting rotation and lineup. Some guys are separating themselves. We still have different packages that guys are cross-training in, so there's still a little bit of evaluation process going on. And again, this preseason game will be kind of the finishing touches on who we probably settle in as starters, and then the next preseason game will show you more of, you know, who the backups and roster spots end up being.
How far behind is Kenny Phillips at this point? Is it the time he missed?
Nobody wants to be on the field more than Kenny right now with those injuries and getting. He's an experienced vet, which helps, but not experienced in this system. So there's some carryover there, and he's got a good understanding of concepts. But like Kenny'd like to be out there. We'd like to see him out there and help with an evaluation of all the guys.
Did he practice yesterday?
Partially, and I think he went back into rehab mode.
Do you expect him to play?
I'm not sure at this point. I'm really not. I think today's a big test for him. He's going to see where it is, and if he can go, we will. And, again, he wants to go. Nobody wants to go more than he does.
Right.
But we'll see after today.
If you can't play against the Jaguars, is that a very difficult for you to evaluate whether he makes
it? It's anybody that goes through the injury process that doesn't get into the games or even into the practices. It does make it harder to evaluate when you get less looks at a guy. But I think that just goes without saying. But, you know, Kenny's got a lot of film on, you know, a lot of tape out there of him playing. So we'll have a good feel for Kenny, and hopefully he can play in this preseason game.
How about that defensive line rotation? Will we see the same thing? Will, Cedric and Fletcher start?
That'll be pretty much the same as we've done it. And the young guys are coming on, and really what we'll do is you get the young guys out there to continue to evaluate them versus the opponent starters in the top echelon of the league. And when you're young rookies, you don't know how they match up against the best of the best. Well, the preseason in the first quarter, the first half in this third preseason game will give us a good evaluation of where some of those young guys are too. So there will be the rotation of the D-line. You'll see all different kind of groups in there.
Is Benny Logan pushing into that starting lineup? It looks like he's played well the first two games.
Benny has had two good games, and he's like all of them. They're pushing, and we'll see where this game, because this is a real big determining factor, and this will help see where Benny is. He's taken each step. He's done everything we've asked him to do and has played very solid in the two preseason games he's played.
What have you seen out of Nate that is keeping him, at least for right now, at the top of the depth chart at safety?
Nate's a phenomenal athlete and a good football player. I don't think anybody works harder at it than Nate. And he's, the first game struggled a little bit, and second game, played well. It's like all of them. The first game we all struggled a little bit, and the second game we came back and played better. I think all of us collectively settled down in that second preseason game and kind of went back to the fundamentals of playing our technique we've been working on and relaxing in the system and not trying to make big plays, just letting the plays come to them. And I think Nate falls into that same category.
You consistently had Bradley Fletcher at first team at cornerback. What has he done to stay there, and what does Brandon Boykin need to do to sustain it?
Again, we're getting a look at all of them, and we really are. And Brandon, we truly want to see him at the nickel spot to see, because in this day and age, in the way the NFL is right now, your nickel defensive back plays more than some of your inside backers. There are more three wide receiver sets, and you end up playing nickel just as much, if not more. I think it's about 60% of the NFL snaps are three wide receivers or more. So that nickel position is like a starting corner. So it's not like you lost out as a starting corner and now you're just playing the nickel. That is a huge job that gets a lot of attention and really is a unique skill set. So it's not that he's not challenging outside, but if we can get the best guys on the field and we've been taking a hard look at Brandon in there, and Patrick, and some other guys.